Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank him. Magnify his holy name. Him alone is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Jehovah. We bless your holy name. For there is no one like you. You made it possible for us to be in the sanctuary today. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Jehovah, we exhort you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray that the Lord will speak to us today. He will reveal his word unto us afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said concerning Joseph that when his word came, the king sent for him and he loosed him. Your word will come today. Pray that your word will come today. The word that will remove you from the prison. The word that will set you in that palace that you belong. The word that will take you to the next realm, next level of your life. You will have an encounter with it today. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Holy Spirit, we rely on you. We depend on you absolutely. Have your way in our lives today in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Let's take our seat and put our hands together for Jesus. Better for Jesus. For the King of Kings. For the Lord of Lords. For the great I am. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to welcome us all into his presence today. It's a wonderful thing to be in the presence of God. And I want to thank the Lord for the presence of our brother Desmond. The Lord greatly bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord brought you here, and all your expectations shall become testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will not live empty-handed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we visit you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We never heard that Abraham was faced with any kind of shame. Shame will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord will decorate your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is 2018, isn't it? Yes. It's a brand new year. Yes. And like the word of God made us to understand, in the book of Revelation chapter 22, talking about the 12 manner of trees, and the Bible said that it brings forth its fruits every what? Every month. Let's go there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 22, I think sometimes it's good that we don't have the Bible on the screen, so it will force us to learn to open our Bibles. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 22 and in verse 1 that, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, plural, and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Bible said that it bringeth forth 12 manner or 12 different kinds of fruits, plural, and yielded a fruit every month. Hello? So there is the particular fruit that God has set aside for you for every month of the year. Hallelujah. Amen. And there is particular type of fruit that God has set for you for every year. That's why I know that in this year of the blessing, without announcing it, it will be evident that you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not have to say it, but it will be evident that the blessing of the Lord is working in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And we started this series last Sunday. We talked about the purpose of the blessing. Because when the purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Hello? When the purpose of a thing is not known, you will tend to abuse it. And so when you don't understand the reason for why God gave you the blessing, then you will abuse it. And once you abuse any resource, it will run away from you. You will not be stripped naked in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not regret taking any step this year in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so we look at it so that we can be able to maximize it, because every resource or every talent that you trade with increases. Just like even in the natural. When you don't trade with anything, when you have a property and you leave it, you dump it, it will gather dust. And within short time, it will become what? It will become dysfunctional. Even if, no matter how expensive your car is, if you just put it somewhere for a long time, it will decay. Hello? And so when God gave us, or when he promised that this is a year of blessing, we have to understand why is he giving us that blessing, so that we can be able to maximize it or use it for his glory. It is my prayer that this year, every blessing that comes your way, you will use it for the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so today, we want to look at the blessing of Abraham and the power of obedience. Say power of obedience. You know, it is my prayer that the devil will not succeed in deceiving you to take a step against the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because if devil wants to wreck any destiny, the easiest way or the easiest thing for him to do is to move that entity to take step in the wrong direction. If you are going to master, for example, and somebody deceives you to face the direction of Sudatelia, there is no amount of prayer that can make you to end up in master except you start taking step toward master, isn't it?
Yes.
And so the devil knows this secret. And he knows that if he can succeed in deceiving a man to take a step against the covenant or against the will of God, that destiny is wrecked. Your destiny will not be wrecked in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so looking at the scriptures from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, the Bible made us to understand that God, he made man. Let's go to it in verse 26. The Bible said, and God said, let us make man. That's Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. Remember last Sunday was our anointing service, and it was anointing for dominion. You are anointed to have dominion or to have authority. To become a captain in life, you are being set apart to be a captain. You will never be below in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That scripture we read in Deuteronomy chapter 28. He said, you shall be the head and never beneath or under. As the Lord liveth, among your colleagues, among your mates, you will not be found under in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you show up, you will not be a non-entity in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know the meaning of non-entity? Non-entity. That means it's just merely existing, but not really living. No matter the level you might have been right now, that shall be the lowest ever in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the word that created man was the word of dominion. And God said, let us make man, let them have dominion. Over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. He said, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, Bible said, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, he created them, but after packaging them, man could not function until he was blessed. And therefore, the blessing of the man was the empowerment of the man to fulfill the destiny or the reason for which he was created. Hallelujah. And so, when you hear the word, you are blessed next time, don't just look at it as greetings, you know, when people sneeze and they say, okay, God bless you. No. Hello. There is a difference between the blessing and blessings. The blessing of the Lord is what we are talking about. It encapsulates or it contains everything you need to fulfill destiny in life. Hello? And once blessing depart from every man, from any man, it will lose color. You will not lose color in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your destiny will not become dry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so we know that the blessing of the man was the empowerment of the man to fulfill divine assignment of enlarging the kingdom of God. God said to him, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And he blessed them, or he empowered them to fulfill that destiny. Thank you, Jesus. But we have to understand this thing, that the blessing, as long as the blessing keep on flowing, man will be able to fulfill destiny. The blessing is so powerful to the extent that, like we said last Sunday, he doesn't know how to do anything else than to empower you to fulfill your what you're supposed to do. Just like the earth or the soil. Everything you drop in the soil, you cover it with the soil will tend to grow it. He doesn't even know if it's a metal. Put iron there in the soil. Go and open it after some days. What happened to it? It become rusty. Why? In his attempt to grow it. If it was a seed that you put, a seed of corn or whatever, he will grow it. The same way, the blessing does not know how to do anything else than to bless you or to empower you to fulfill destiny. And so when the blessing is upon a man, no matter where you put it, that was the secret of Abraham. You know, when Saul was having issue with him and they wanted to be fighting over the land between him and the servants of Saul, servants of Lot rather, and servants of Abraham. What did Abraham say? I will fight you because I brought you here. No! He said, divide the land. Pick wherever you want. Because Abraham knew that if you give him the driest place, the blessing will turn it into the most blessed place. And so he had no reason fighting over it. If you turn to the north, you know, if you read the book of Joel chapter 2, the Bible talks about the army of the Lord. He said, in their presence, everywhere they go was like the Garden of Eden. But he said, behind them was a desolate. Hello? Because it is the blessing that makes the difference. So everywhere they go, the blessing shows up there and creates a garden out of the ghetto. Did you get it now? It was that blessing that was following Joseph about. Even when they put him in the prison, the blessing was with him to protect him. When they put him in the pit, they would have killed him or cut off his head. The blessing was there to protect him. When they put him in the prison, you know, he was so blessed to the extent that they couldn't treat him as a prisoner. They had to tell him, okay, be in charge. A prisoner became the leader there. Hallelujah. He was shown as a slave. The blessing was with him. He turned the house of his master into a blessed house, and they couldn't treat him as a slave anymore. As the Lord lives, the blessing will keep on following you this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere you show up, they will count the privilege to be associated with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is the work of the blessing, sir. Hello? No wonder the Bible said, labor not to be rich, but labor to be blessed. Because you can be rich and not be blessed. But when you are blessed, you will be rich. Hello? The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, he said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Why? You know, the word sorrow there is not sorrow that say, okay, when somebody dies, people are crying. No. The word sorrow there is toiling. You know, toiling? To be walking like an elephant and eating as a rat. That will not be your portion of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You will labor little, but you will reap more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is the work of the blessing. You know, let me give you the understanding of this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he told a single man and his wife to occupy the earth, how could he have been able to do that one without a supernatural ability somewhere? Hello? You know, the Bible scholars made us understand that the Garden of Eden geographically was the size of that country called Iraq today. If you look at it very well, you see that all those rivers is like Iraq. Even for a single man to cover the entire nation of Iraq, how do you want to do it without the help of God? It's not possible. Hello? Let me give you another one. When the children of Jacob left and traveled to Egypt, how many were they? I mean, the main family, but everybody together, and their children and their wife, they were just 70 something. But they came back, how many million? 3 million. How many of your family has become 3 million within 400 years? That's to tell you, it takes the blessings, sir. That's why I know that you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because whatsoever you place value on, you attract. Place value on the blessings, sir. Because when you are blessed, everywhere you show up, no matter what they are planning, the blessing has the capacity to do everything that you need to do to fulfill destiny, sir. So labor after it. Thank you, Jesus. What are we talking about? We are trying to hook on to the Holy Spirit to open up the chapter to us. Because when you have understanding of a subject, you become outstanding in that area. When you have the understanding of how the blessing works, you become outstanding. That was why Abraham never struggled. That was why when Abraham went to war to rescue Lot and all of the family, when they said, okay, Abraham, welcome. We have conquered. Take this shoe. Take this horse, take this material. He said, no, I don't want it. So that you will not say you made Abraham rich. Because Abraham knew that the blessing of God has the capacity to make him rich. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you get it now? That was why he was confident that any time, any moment, God is in control. As the Lord liveth, they will call you blessed this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But I want us to note something which is very, very important. In Genesis chapter 2, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, man was just ordinary dust, lifeless being that was lying down, didn't have life. But in verse 7, the Bible says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So you see that when he released his breath into the man, that clay became a living soul. The Spirit of the Lord transferred the Zoe or God's kind of life into the man. Did you get it now? So when God spoke to him first time, when he said in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, when he said, let us make man in our own image, let them have dominion, he didn't hear it that time because he was not alive yet. Hello? But when life came into him, then you see that God repeated it again. Bible said he blessed him and then said unto him. So the first word he had was the word of dominion that said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And that was what you are created to do. And you will succeed in it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But if we jump to the same Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, Bible said, Genesis 2, 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. From the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And so he gave him the condition. Hello? He gave him the condition through which the blessing will continue to flow to make him fulfill destiny. And any attempt to blow the fuse or to go against that condition will have punctured the flow of the blessing. Let us understand this, brethren. Any kind of faith that makes God responsible for everything in your life is an irresponsible faith. Hello? It's like the English adage that says, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. You don't wish things into place. You work it out. Hello?
Yeah.
Thank God for prayers. Like I said on the Christmas program when we had, that praying without planning is playing without knowing. If you pray like praying mantis and you don't plan how to execute your career, how to fix things properly, nothing will happen, sir. Hello? Because God created us in his image and God is a worker. He wants us to work things out, believing him and trusting him for the blessing to Lord. Because when he said, Abraham, you are blessed. Abraham didn't say, okay, I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Everything worker. No. He went out and started what? Animal husbandry. He planted. He had a field. When there was no water, he believed God to lead him. He didn't have any material, any geophysics material or compass to look for where the water is. He didn't have any geological map of the area. But the Holy Spirit took him to where to dig the well, so that he could get where to what? To water his animals. And so, when others are running, taking their cow from North Pole to the South Pole, he would take them to the place where there was well and feed them. And his cattle became bigger and multiplied more. So, he prospered by divine secret. Hallelujah to Jesus. But what I'm talking about is that life is about taking responsibility so that you will not die as a liability. You have to take responsibility, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to take responsibility. Nothing happens on its own. It's only evil thing that happens on its own. I was speaking to somebody when we were coming. I said, thank God for people of dark skin in this nation. In the past, we are not yet satisfied with the level we are. But I said, sitting down and complaining that they are not treating us well, we will continue to go behind it. But we have to take practical steps towards emancipating our destiny in this nation, sir. By what? Taking the bull by the horn. If you need to become employer of labor, set up your own company. If you need to go and work somewhere, make sure you equip yourself well. Thank you, Jesus. And so, God said, that I put in this garden, have it the way you want it, but this particular tree, don't touch it. Look at that, Deuteronomy 28. Let's go there. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 28, in verses 1 and 2. He said, and it shall come to pass if, only if, thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. He said, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Huh. He said, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if and only if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hello? So, we have responsibility to hearken to the voice of the Lord our God. Not to live a careless life. Because any kind of Christianity that says, okay, oh yes, it's time of grace, you can live anyhow, is a deception from the pit of hell, sir. Hello? God has not changed. Sin is sin anyway. You can't be living in sin and expect the blessing of God to abound. It's not possible, sir. God is not like an ATM. You just put card in there, he's just giving you money. No. There are conditions to be met. Because our work with God is a covenant work. And a covenant is an agreement between two entities or more that has spelled out conditions. Hello? and that is sealed with blood. But we have to understand that there are spelled out conditions that you have to meet. Thank you, Jesus. And so, if you go further down in verse 14, there's Deuteronomy 28, 14 and 15, said, "And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all these commandments and statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Say, God forbid. You see, God said that if you don't listen to my commandment, just like Abraham, like Adam in the garden, when he stopped listening to the commandment of God, what happened to him? Curses overtook him. That's why when you see Genesis chapter 3, if you go there, you see that immediately after he sinned, one of the things that happened was that the curse came, because they unplugged themselves from the source of blessing and plugged themselves to the source of curses. Because there is no middle way in the spirit realm. There is no orphan in the spirit. You see, now you have God as your father or devil as your father. Isn't it? You know, sometimes we try to be politically correct and be nice to people. If you're not born again, the devil is your father. This is point snooze. Hello? Because you see, when we try to deceive people to be nice to them, we deceive them and deceive them until we push them to hell. That's not true. Hello? It's black and white. It's either God is your father or devil is your father. May God help us in the name of Jesus, right? You know, Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He said, "There are things I want to tell you." But he said, "You are not mature yet." He said, "But when he, the Holy Spirit, come, he will teach you, guide into all truth." So, thank God that we are getting to higher realm now. Hallelujah. And so, some depth of truth is coming. You can't be living in sin and be embracing sin and expect the blessing to flow. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But today, you are empowered to live holy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So, that made us understand in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17. Genesis 3:17, Bible said, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life." No one, the Bible said in Proverbs 10:22 that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. You see that every time you see toiling, the blessing is not at work. Hello? Man was not created to be toiling right from the beginning, sir. That's why you see that naturally, even when you see people that are being oppressed, even when they lack the ability or the boldness to complain, something inside him is saying, this is not right. Hello? That's why when you greet people and say, "Happy birthday," and you say, prosperity, the long life and prosperity, you say, "Hallelujah." You see, he's 32, he laughs to you. If you say, "Happy birthday," and poverty, will he laugh to you? He will slap you straight. Because there is something in him that says poverty was not packaged to be part of his life. Hello? When he made man, he gave him the total peace, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, everything intact. All the seven redemptive benefits intact in his life. He was to enjoy prosperity. Prosperity was to take care of any kind of lack and want. He was to enjoy supernatural health, so that when sickness tried to knock in the garden, the power, the healing power of the Most High was supposed to keep sickness out of the garden. He was not supposed to be begging. Therefore, shame and reproach were not supposed to be there. So anything that you cannot see in your life manifesting from those seven redemptive benefits, labor and say, "God, like Jabez, I won't let go, sir." Hello? Your body should not become a guinea pig or a testing material for a doctor, sir. Because the blessing of Abraham is the blessing that contains the healing anointing. The blessing of Abraham says that God is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. And so, lack and want should not be your portion. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. You will not end up in red this year, the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said your account will not dry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Before any need arise, the supply will be waiting in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, that is the way, that is the will of God, that is the plan of God. I want you to get angry with it. Get stirred up that this year, I'm not going to end up as a non-entity, sir. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Quickly, as we round up to take communion, what are the boosters of obedience? Remember that disobedience quenches the flow of the blessing. And when blessing stops flowing, what happens? Anything contrary to blessing will start showing up. And so, what must I do to keep myself in obedience? Remember, when the devil wanted to get at Israel, Bible said that the devil moved David to number Israel against the will of God. And what happened? Plague in the country. People started dying like rats. The devil will not move you against God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said the devil will not succeed in moving you against God in the name of Jesus Christ. But we need to understand that our obedience has to be boosted, because the fallen man is a natural enemy of God. He doesn't have to pray to be an enemy of God. Naturally, he's an enemy of God. And so what do we need to do? Number one step is salvation. See, salvation.
Salvation.
The boosters of obedience. Number one is salvation. Until you are born again, you are not empowered to obey God, because you are naturally in enmity with God. Hallelujah. Man in his fallen state is in enmity with God, and it is natural for him to disobey because of the nature of the disobedient spirit, devil, that he has taken. Do you know that Bible says that when the devil fell, 1/3 of the angels followed him? Hello? You understand that? We call them demons today. Those are the angels. But how did they follow him? Did he just drag them from where they were? No! If he did that, then those angels would not have been punished for that. What he did was that he talked them into it. Did you get it? He lobbied them. He deceived them, saying, you know, I'm going to do a coup d'etat for the Most High today. Angel X, Angel Y, Angel X, Angel, blah, blah, blah. So you want to follow me? That was what he did. And they willingly follow them, because the devil is a deceiver. You will not be deceived in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said you will not be deceived in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see somebody whose marriage is just working well, everything, blah, 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 blah. If just say, one day we just come and say, look at your wife. Can't you see that every time you come back from work, it's doing high somehow. Something is happening. So he will start suggesting lies to you. Hello? But you do like Jesus and say, it is written. Shut up, devil. For it is written. Be equipped with what is written. Because that there is no any other weapon with which you can what? Shoot down the devil apart from the word of God. You will tell him, if you try to bring any manner of discomfort in your body, you say, you know, you remember that you worked hard last month. Yes, yes, it's true. This headache is a result of that. You say, shut up! I can't find that in the scripture. Even Jesus, Bible said, when he needed to rest, he rested. There was no need, nowhere where it was written that, okay, and Jesus had some headache and his body was, what for where? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, oh, we have to do this crusade. Let's go to these Pharisees and beg them for money. He never begged for money. You will not beg for money for any project in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. His needs were being met as at when due. Every of your need, Jehovah Jireh shall supply this year in the name of Jesus Christ. So salvation is necessary. Romans chapter 11 verse 15. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 11:15. Bible says, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being wild only were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. So what I'm trying to bring about is that we are what the Bible called the wild olive. We were wild. So every unbeliever is a wild olive. Have you ever seen a wild animal before? It's just wild. It's natural for him to sin. He doesn't need to pray to sin. He doesn't need to, because you know, to be blessed means to be empowered to succeed. To be cursed means to be empowered to fail. You see, in the both sides, there are powers, supernatural powers at work. One is empowering you to succeed, one is empowering you to fail. So when failure is coming, when the devil is trying to push curses into somebody's life, what he does is that he pushes him to take a step against the will of God, and when he takes that step, bam, he quenches the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get that one out? So we were wild olives, but when we became born again, our spirit man that was dead was reconnected back to God. You know, let me explain this one again so that we get it. How much prayer do you need to pray for a dog to bark? It's just natural for him to bark. Hello? Because that is his nature. A fallen man, his nature is sinful. He doesn't feel it until his spirit comes alive. Thank you, Jesus. Number two booster, number two, is the revelation of the truth. Say revelation of the truth.
Revelation of the truth.
See, the revelation of the truth makes it easy for you to obey God. Because you cannot obey what you don't understand. You cannot obey an instruction you don't understand. If you buy a special equipment and they say this equipment, it works with a 110 voltage, not 220. But you have not been to school, you don't know that anything called voltage, or you give it to your old man in village. He will just go and plug it. And once he plugs it, what will happen? Bam, the thing will blow. So you cannot obey an instruction you don't understand. And that's why the revelation of the truth or the understanding of the truth is necessary for you to obey it. Hallelujah. For example, when you have the understanding of the covenant of supernatural health that requires that you don't talk negative, you don't go ahead and say, "Hey, that headache is killing me." You understand? So when you go around saying, "Oh, my body is aching," you are coming against the covenant. And as you are doing that, the Bible says that whosoever breaks an egg, serpent will bite. Whether you're a pastor or a deacon or a prophet, doesn't make a difference. Once you start blowing the law of God, serpent will be biting you. And so, but when you have the understanding, for example, even if I wake up from my sleep, there is nothing that can make me say I'm broke. It's not possible, sir. Because of the level of the understanding of the covenant that I'm working with. If you come to me and say you need something, even if I don't, if it's not there yet, I will tell you that we are believing God for it to come, and it will show up, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Even my children know this one. They cannot open the fridge and say, "Hey, Papa, there's no fridge, there's no milk." You can't say that. Which mouth are you going to use? "Papa, we need to buy milk." And so, hallelujah, it's coming. You know, sometimes you open the fridge, literally, there's nothing there. But by the time you start declaring to that fridge, within a short time, it will be filled. Because there was nothing that was made without the word. So I know that I cannot use my word against me by the revelation of the truth. Hello? This year, your eyes of understanding shall be enlightened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The step that you will take, that will take you to your promised land, the Lord will reveal it to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." They are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they don't understand what to do. So they are being destroyed. The word destroyed there means to be robbed of the glory. They are losing the glory that belongs to them. They are quenching the flow of the blessing. That was what happened to Esau. You know, Esau would have inherited this thing cheaply, but because of one meal, not even a day's meal, just one meal, he lost that. You will not sell out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Look at Reuben. Reuben will have enjoyed as the firstborn of Israel, the best of best, But because of just one enjoyment for less than 1 hour to sleep with a woman, he lost everything. He was cursed. You will not be cursed, the master of Jesus Christ. But you need to understand it. You need to understand it. That was why Joseph said, no, I would rather go to prison than to sleep with this woman. No, I don't want to frequent the blessing, because it was the blessing that gave me the dream in the first instance. It was the blessing that rescued me from my brother. They didn't kill me. It was the blessing that has been helping me up to this level. And I know that that blessing will take me to my promised land. So you refuse to give up. Understanding of the truth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Number three. Thank you, Jesus. We quickly round up now. Number three, take conscious step to renew your mind with the word of God. Hello? Take conscious step to renew your mind with the word of God if you want to live in obedience. Because a word-ruled mind will partner with the spirit to do the will of God. But a mind that doesn't have the word of God in it, it will just be falling per second, sir. So renew your mind with the word of God. Bible said in Romans 12, 1. He said, I beseech you, Romans 12, 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, and be not conformed. Hallelujah. Some of us, if you have an understanding of construction, if they want to make a pillar, they will make a form. Or if you want to make your cake, hello? If you want to make your cake at home, if you want a cake of rectangular shape, do you go and take a circular form? No. Because you can pray and hit your head on the oven. Nothing will happen, sir. The form that you use is what will come out. So, Bible says, do not conform to this world, to the thinking of this world, but ye transform. The word transform came from two words. You know, anything where you see trans means something move. Transport, transfer. You transfer from one point. So, anything trans means to move. So, he said, move your mind from the way of the thinking of the world. Move it to the thinking of the kingdom. That was why in Isaiah chapter 48, God was telling them, he said, come out of Babylon. Why? Stop thinking, reasoning like Babylon. Because the Babylonians, they reason that they can make it without the blessing. Hello? And any attempt for you to increase without the blessing will end up in sorrow. You will not endure sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, transform your mind. Renew your mind. Not that. Live a word-ruled mind. Load the word of God in your heart. Hello? And, you know... Thank you for our brethren in other faith. If they want to study their scripture, they write it somewhere. Sometimes they will burn it in paper and drink it. Will you know it that way? That's a foolishness. You can drink all the ashes of the Bible. You burn the Bible and drink it. When you say, what is in Genesis chapter 2? You say, when Jesus went to Nazareth. It's not there. Hallelujah. You have to sit down and study it. Hallelujah. Sit down and study. May God help us the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number four, quickly, be prayerful. Booster of obedience. Be prayerful. Jesus was telling Peter, I said, Peter, the devil wants to see.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.